We had machlokes in the Mishnah, the Shmua of Tikkun HaOlam, that Sheyigdelu HaYisayimim Yishava Lahem Bapotrapos as the Shvot of the Yisayimim She'ein Loi B'yodei Klum Misha Lahem. He didn't siphon off any of the Nechosim for himself. So here are machlokes which Apotrapos swears. So the Tanakhama says, Apotropos Sheminu Avi Yisayimim, Yishova. Minu Besdin, Lo Yishova. Abishaloima, Chiluf Hadvar. Minu Besdin, Yishova, and Avi Yisayimim, Lo Yishova. So the Gemara says, Apotropos Sheminu Avi Yisayimim, Yishova. So the Gemara says, my time. Why, by Avi Yisayimim, do we say you should swear? He loved the Islay, Hanomi Nei, Lehavalei Apotropos. That means, why was he Mekabel the whole Apotropsis? Mestame, the father, Bechayov, was Mahanem, was money, used to give him money to Seder. I mean, this is a difficult job to be an Apotropos, Hanichse Yisayimim. So why was he mekabel? It's a mistame. He had derived monetary benefits from the father. So since he feels indebted to the father, and that's why he was mekabel to be an apotropos, so we'll tell him, besides the Kabbalah's apotropsis, you should know that when you're going to become ois apotropos, you have to swear that you didn't siphon off any of the nechosim for yourself, so that won't be a barrier that he should not be mekabel apotropsis. Minu Besdin lo yishova. But if Besdin is making him apotropos, so the Tanakamos milsa ba'almahu da ovid lebeidinia. That means the Rav calls him over. You know, there's Yisayimim. We need someone to take care. So do us a toive. So he's doing a toive for Besdin. But now they're gonna tell him, you know, you'll have to swear also. Then he won't be mekabel the whole apotropsis. Yeah. What does Rashi say? Umishim shvue the romis alei lepsoif loimimna mitchile. Shreihenayu say he was mahanehim b'chayav. He feels indebted to him. So memele, this won't break it. So memele, you want I should swear? I'll swear also, but by Minu Besdin Milsa Baumudovit Gabi Besdin Tevus Chinimi Shizel Isul Besdin Lekabel Divreyem Belitrei Levnei Yisraimim. The whole thing is a tirche. Vosi Lamnui Mikorim Lekabel Olav. If you'll tell him that he'll have to swear when the apotropsis ends, so he won't be Mekabel at all. Abishol Oimer Chiluf Hadvor. Pumfaker. If Besdin was Mamanehem, then he's Mechuyev to swear. My time. Minu Besdin Yishove, Bahi Anod, the Konofik Alei Kola, the Inish Mehemnu, the Samach Alei Beidine. That means Fakert. When Besdin is Mamanehem, so he hears a excellent credit rating from Besdin. Besdin entrusted him with the Nichsei Yisoymem. So Memele, so it's Gevaldik. So Memele, so even though it involves that he'll have to swear also, Mishem Shvul lo yosei lemnuyim minai. Avi Yisoymem lo yishova. Avi Yisoymem lo yishova. Milsa Baumotot iladot. He doesn't feel so indebted to the father. It was friendliness between both of them. So if you're gonna start being mechayev him more than the apotropsis, that he should have to swear also gromes alei shvuah osi lamnuye. So then he won't be mekabel apotropsis whatsoever. So what does Rashi say? Milsa Balma David Ladodi, Divrei Ava Vareyes Oya Beneim. The lawyer knows mom and Kolkach, it wasn't so, the money wasn't so much. Good, we were friendly, but, now he doesn't feel any more indebted to be matrich himself, to be an apotropos for the assignment plus. They have to swear also. It's very interesting, Chassam Sefer, the Chassam Sefer says, I mean, what's the swear of Abishol? The Tanakamot, they gave him money, and those, Abishol says, this is a gefelach, I mean, we're talking about here, he gave him money, he didn't give him money. So the Chassam Sefer says something very interesting. Well, now what he gave him money, that's past history. I mean, what he gave him, that was spent already, that's Lamal Lameyat. That no money, he won't give it. So Mamela, a person very easily forgets the previous tavis that he received from Yenna. So Mamela, the whole thing looks, he's mocked in the tavis that he did with him, and now it's not again anymore. So Mamela, that is why he does not feel any way indebted to be mekabel apotropsis, if apotropsis will involve swearing also. Omar Avchonon Bar Ami Omar Shmuel Hilchese Ka'abishol. We pass on Ka'abishol, so Minu Bezn Yeshova, because there he's deriving now benefit, and Minu Avi Yisoyimim Lo Yeshova. Tanya Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Oymer Zeh V'Zeh Yeshova. Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov is a chilek on the Tuta Noim of the Mishnah. He says, both have to swear, Malochik it both. And the Bryce, it says that we pass from like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And if some Sefer wants to say, it could very well be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov l'shitosa. We heard before on Dafnun Aleph on Medbeis, Amachloikis, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Chachamim, if Bibnoi Meis. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds Bibnoi, Einoi Meis, Meis is not a Meisha Vaveide, and the Chachamim hold Bibnoi Meis. So he says, so what's Pshat? So the Chachamim hold that Ein Odom Meis Pnei Balchoivai, the father, I mean, didn't have Toive, saying Odom Meis Pnei Balchoivai. But the sons is Bibnoi Meis, that's the father isn't here anymore. When it comes to the sons, we have a very short memory, and there's no one that doesn't feel any way indebted to the sons. That's the Chachomim. And Memele, that's Abishol, and the Mishnah also. Abishol holds that Mino Aviv is La Yeshava, because the sons is Abelazar ben Yaakov that said that by both of them you have to swear. So he's Chaylik, so he holds Zichah, there's Zichah Svara, that Mino Besden, he's Zichah driving benefit from the Minoi that he's an Odom Nemot, they zich have to swear. But he holds, because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov l'shitos, he holds an Odom bibnoi, bibonam ene meis. So Pshad is, even though they never did him a toivet, but he feels an akoros hatoiv to the children because of the toivet that the father did with him. So Memele, she wants to say, could be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov l'shitos. Tani Rav Tachlife Bar Marove Kamei Verabobo Apetropes Sheminu Avi Yisoyimim. Avi Yisoyimim made him from Apetropes Yishava Mimnei Shehu Noisei Socha. So he has to swear Alts Noisei Socha. He's a Shemel Socha. So Lachere, he was speaking about Shvuas HaShemrem. Yes, this way, als Shemer Socha. Omalei, so he told him, At Isis Kabe, the Kailaslei, could you please bring the cap that he got paid with, and you measured, and it was measured how much he received, how much he had received from the Avi Yisoyimim. Alei Mibnei Shehu, Kinnoi Sei Socha. So, Poshet, some say this as Pshara means that the Machlokes HaRishonim, others Ageiris, Apotropos Shemino Avi Yisoyimim, others Ageiris Apotropos Shemino Bezn. Hakapodim, he means to say that the benefits he acquires, either from Bezin or he had acquired from Davi Yisaimim, some Emela, that gives him a din of a Shema Socha. The Sanudin Salachair is Mechuyev to swear on old Shema Socha. If there was onsen or something, they'll have to say to himself, he has to swear Shvus HaShamrim. Let us see Tosis. Halacha Ka'avishol. We heard that that Rav Chanan Ba'ami Yom HaShmur said Hilchus Ka'avishol. Later we have a Baraisa Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Eimer Zebe Zayishava. Ba'alacha Kedvorov. The Baraisa says we pass my Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Eimer Rabbeinu Tam. V'chein Halacha. We pass Kentaka like Ka'avishol. Aminu Bezn, Yeshova, Minu, Avi Yisayimim, Lo Yeshova. Afal Gav, the Kaim alone. The Mishnah's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kavanoki. Ube Bereise, Ktoni, Nami, Vechein, Haloche, Kedvoro. So we have the Bereise, Take, Pasna, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ein Lemeidin, Haloche, Mipi Talmud. But that's what it says. B'talmud, v'chein haloche, ein lemeidim haloche mipi talmud. Now, this Rashi in Mesechtes Nida says pshat in this maima, ein lemeidim haloche mitoich talmud. So Rashi says mitoich talmud, mitoich hamishne, Baraisa. So we can't, whatever it says in the Mishnah, the Baraisa, and the Talmud, we cannot learn Halacha. So Rashi explains as follows, Amir Dikazach. So Rashi says, Sha'amiroim achroinim digdeku betaimei atanoim. The Amiroim had in front of them all the different shittas of the different tanoim. Ramidu halocha al buyoy. So they have all the shittas, and they were machia, they were machlokes, aboshol, chachomim, fakel, ilchas vekavashol. So they were machia. Aval horishainim, amir dikarashi. But the tanoim, loydigdiku ish bedivrei chaveroi. The tanoim were not medagdik, but the other shita held. Ela kolechot masher shoma meraboi melamdo litalmidoi. Shmue kamoi shei by the tanoim, tkufas hatanoim. So each talmid was makabel from his rebbe. The X amount of halachas, so the halachas that he was makabel, he gave over. There was a whole teire malpeh, which we're talking about before the Ksivas HaMishnayis, so all the halachas, they were mekabel from their Rebbe, they gave over. V'lamde l'talmide shmue kemoi shehi. V'hi hoiso nikra mishnah baraisis. This is called a mishnah, but they gave them the halachas. Now, after the Talmud was mekabel, all the halachas, they knew all the mishnayis, all the baraisis, but you know saying libo loses tam lishmuosai. Then he knows the halachas. Now he was nice and libo to figure out the timing of the halacha that he was mekabel. Va'oisa svara hoisa nikreis talmud. So this is called talmud. That means the talmud was that after he had the ligreis vahadalishni, after he had learned all the multitude of halachas that was nimsa loy, so then they started to be ma'ayin, what's pshat in these halachas. So bekitza, they were geared to one, there was a mesoire, and they were geared to one mahalach and halacha. So memela ein lo, so halach, so pshat is like this. There's a meyudik et shuvas ha-rosh, Talmud of the Rosh, asked the Rosh, how should he paskin? There's so many shittas and thus. How should he paskin? So the Rosh told him, get a poisek, get a rebbe, which is a bar hero, and be mekabel all his psokim, ben lekumle, ben lekula, ben lechumle. That's what you should do. meine, he's not bekoich duchzeton da lochis, so bekel, you get a Rebbe, and that's how you pasken. If you'll start choosing, this chumah I'll take, this chumah I won't take, and then you're not going according to the Rebbe. Then you're going according to your das. So you're not bekoich to, if you're not a bacher, how can you pick out halachas? But if you're going according to a Rebbe, this is your Rebbe, and Fartik, you mekabel all his eloys, and lekula ben lechumre. And that was be'emerson, the tkufas hatanoim, that they were different mahalchim, and ba'asre the Rabbi Lezer, ha'yekev sameitzim v'shabbos. So the Talmidim of Rabbi Lezer, the shtot of Rabbi Lezer, that was the halachas. It's not chilul Shabbos, it's Fakert, that's how Mila has to be. Mila is Deich Shabbos. So Bizman HaTanoim, so that was the whole Torah that was there. Each Talmud had, there was a Messiah from the Rebbes, and the Talmud was that now we understand the timing of the Rebbes. Bizman Chazal, they had already all the Shittas, after all the Mishnahs, they had all the Shittas, and they, so But Bisman HaGemara, we have a different oifen of being machir. The halach is taken different. If we have all these different shittas, so the hachor of the Gemara is how they're mevare all the shittas and how they hold the halach is. So Memele, so Avin HaMeire says, Hilchas HaKabe Shol, we paskin like this. Now Bereise, it says that Hilchas HaKabe Leza Ben Yaakov, it's for Bishaita it was good, but for us it's not good. That's what Tyson means to say. So we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We paskin take like Abishol. V'chein v'chiyach ba'koysev. The muki pluktayu the Rab Shimon the Rabbonon. The pluktad Abishol the Rabbonon. The machlokes Rab Shimon and the Rabbonon, and the moment to say that Rab Shimon holds like Abishol, Rabbonon holds like the Rabbonon, Rab Shimon Kabishol. Ubekule lishne dohosam, all the yukimtes, Rab Shimon kehilchosa. It seems the moment to say that Rab Shimon is like how we pass the laloche. So memele, so here it's also the same thing. So by sezeichet that we pass from like Abishol, because the Gemara wanted to say that Rab Shimon holds like Abba Shul. Fine. Va'oima Rabbeinu Chaim. Na Rabbeinu Chaim, so fine, we pass on Abba Shul. V'loi mechayvinen apetropa leishova elad lo'ikiv klum mishelohem. That's what we're speaking about. The Shavuos HaMishnah al Tikkun Ha'olam, when he ends the apetropsis, so that we pass on with Abba Shul. That by Binu Bezdin, he has to swear. Avaloi mishtabe shaloi posha, aber ashvuas hashaimre, and the reise de keshvuas, which lechaire, he is, it's mutal on him to take care of the nichse yisayme. Avaloi mishtabe shaloi posha. Why not? Lechaire, if he's a shaimer, so, that there should be mutal on him shvuas hashaimre if something happens. So Ben Chaim says, I got news for you. Bafilu vadai posha potter. That the anapotropis, even though it's mutal olov to take care of the nifse yisaimim, but the chiyuve shoimrim is never mutal on him. Kedamrine bepeg dalet vei. Gabi shoir shal yisaimim shenogach. They're speaking about that, the yisaimim yarshin da shoir. So, and he was negeyach. It was a mu'ud, and it was negeyach. So there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanin. Rabbi Yochanan says, the govi maliyoso diyasmi, that who's gonna pay for it? The yaman from the aliyah of the yisoymeh. The amrit maliyoso da petrope mimni v'layad. If you're gonna say that the apetropes is achroi, And that what he's a shomer and the share of the yisaimim, so you won't find an apotropos. It's not enough. I'm giving effort to take care. You want I should be responsible also to pay. You think you'll never find an apotropos. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. ולרב יויסי ברב חנינה נמי דאום אמר ליוסף באפטרופס, he's chaylik on Rabbi Yochanan. He holds that you do mourn from the liam apotropis, but the Gemara feels oisam or bekame chayzren v'nifroim yisaimem lechigadli. But that's only basher usham. Now he has to pay. Now he foots the bill. But the Gemara says, if according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chanina, later when they become gedolim, they have to give back the money that he laid out. So Memelas Rabbeinu Chaim saw from this Gemara that the apotropis is not at all responsible for the, he's not achroi to pay for the zekis that the sheh made. So Memela, even though he's not apotropis on responsibilities. V'rav Rabbi Shloime by Yosef Mivardun, hey viraye da pshiye chay, no, not true. An apotropis is chayim am pshiye, the oma ba mafkid. Gabi Ture, a very interesting story over there, that an apotropis purchased a shayl from, for the assignment. He purchased a shayl. Ilhavulai kichi vishini. He wasn't, when he purchased the shayl, he did not give it a dental examination before he purchased it. He didn't realize that the shayl did not have teeth. So a shayr without teeth is not capable of eating. So eventually he'll die. Well, mace in the tak of the shayr died. He bought a shayr without teeth, and then the shayr died. Frak the Gemara, name alei la petropis zil shlim. So he, some meila, this is his pshiya. He took your money of your simon. And he bought such a shayl, so he should pay. So the Gemara says, "I'm an Omar Anol Bikra Masabi." That my responsibilities are not to feed the shayl. I just bought it, so I bought it. I mean, if there are any problems in eating, so the Bikra, the one the Raya was taking care, he should have found out that he's not capable of eating. So Memela, so that we see the Ashakla Vatari in the Gemara. The Gemara asked Akasha, let the apotropis be mechuyif to pay. And the Gemara says he has a teretz, why is not mechuyif to pay? Obavais the choyse, we would take it be a peshe, and be mechuyif to pay. Not the way Rabbeinu Chaim says. Mashma lavochi chayif. Aye. Rabbeinu Chaim said a svore that, listen if it. He brought a Gemara about Bekame, that if he'll have to pay, that was Rabbi Yechanan Svore, if he'll have to pay Mimnu Yuvayovdi, so he says, there's a Mirdik Achillik between the Gemara about Bekame and our Gemara. Ledavka Hosom Shloi Nismanu Kolika. Ela Kedei She Yishalmu. He says, what is the Mimnu over there in the Gemara about Bekame? That means when they had a Shoyer, so, he was not given, this apotropis was, here we're talking about an apotropis, the Yisoyimim have $1 million Yerusha, we're making an apotropis, he should take care, he should invest, he should do. This is the Chakovit, this is an Emonis. We're not talking about that, we're talking about over there, that they had a Shoyer. They had a Shoyer, so the Shoyer was, who's gonna take care of the Shoyer, and who's gonna be responsible for the Shoyer? So Mamelis, we found someone who was, who Bezen made an apotropis that you take care of the show, you be the shamer, and there was a havamina that, and if anything happens, you pay. Now, this apotropis is not a covet, it's just work to take care of a show, and enough of them, and if it's masik, it's their show, I have to take care of it, and if it's masik, I'll have to pay also. So in this man the kalika eli yedekadeshi yeshalmu v'lei bishvil revach hayosayim. Here it's not pshat is that I want to build up the nitzay yosayimim. Elo z'takam to the sharin shi delay litzike. If I count, this is not for, this is not a chesed for yosayimim. This is the people have a problem. There's a shayer who the yosayimim are not capable of watching. So Mamela, this is a tikkun olam that you watch the shayl. So that the Gemara says that it's not enough nice of me that I'm taking the responsibility of watching the show. You want me to pay nachaycha the tzur, that if something happened, I'm doing to the best of my capabilities. It's mazik. Fafala. That's what the Gemara says. Bein la Rabbi Yochanan, bein la Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. For Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina says, you pay me aliyah the apotropos, so that only means that till the Yosemim become G'daylam, but then they pay. Aval apotropos in Ismana l'tzorich ha-Yosemim. But if an apotropos was, that means because there be'emesim, there is no legal obligation for the apotropos to pay. I mean, why should I pay their share was mazik? The din of Oniske Mamoina is Mamoincha, Shmiros Nalecha, this is not Mamoincha. So there's no legitimate halachic reason that I should pay. It'll be very convenient, I'll pay that if the share will be mazik, people will not ever have said it. I'm sure a person is not mukhan to be mekabel on themselves such in yon. But Avla Petropish and Ismani Letzera Chayesaimi, Laimimna Bishvil Ma Shemishalim Kshepasha Lekulam. So he has an obligation to take care of the Nichse Yesaimi. He was Taka Peshaya, so he was Peshaya in his obligation. He's Taka Bechuyit. That's his obligation als Peshaya. Deze begrijpt bij imishum do velay de negen nafshe, imishum de nafik alay kole, de inish mehemenu. So therefore, no one feels you're taking advantage of him. That means, well, that's apotropsis. Apotropsis means that I'm al-kaponim, that is the apotropsis, that I'm achroi to be metapol benichsei ayesaimim. And if I don't do what I'm achroi to do, vashteitzach, I have to pay. So I was, the dalit shamrim is from the chav dal dovas nazikim. He understands he's a mazik. I mean, this is my fault that this occurred. I was a pesheya. So mamela, there, he will never hold himself back from shirking his responsibility of paying if he was pesheya. That got me shvua tafke pligi. If I can't, shvua is a different shaila. Shvua is that I have to swear that I didn't siphon off any money. The whole thing is a little degrading to begin with. I mean, you chayshed me that, I was makim mom and I yisaimim. And listen, I'm handled with all the mention, until the mention, why should I have to swear such a thing? There, people will be meineya from not being maskim to this condition. But if he's a peisheya, mi yunira devada yiposha chayim l'sholem l'kulal. He's ichem achuyif to pay. That's no shail about it. Avol kol kama de lo yodinen inevat klo. But what is if we don't know? So that means like this. If we know if something got lost, and now there's a shaila, so how did this occur? Did it occur through your pshia? It didn't occur through your pshia. So Hashem Mechinim is mechuyiv to mevar this with a shvuah. So Memela, he's also mechuyiv to, this shvuah is mechuyiv to swear. And if it was taka his pshia, he's mechuyiv to pay. Avol kol kama d'lo yadinin in nevat klum. But if we don't know b'chlal if he got lost, Then you can't be a fellow according to Rav Shreime Bar Yosef Mevardun. So Stam said, why are you chapping with him? This already is not a halachic dikechiyuv. You don't know b'chlal if anything happened. Swear that you won't peshay that nothing happened. And because man, we're not aware that anything has occurred, then you can be matal shvu on me. Yeah. Now, Kedemrinim B'Yerushalmi, so the Mephoshim say Kedemrinim B'Yerushalmi is, Natesis is going to bring a raya to the Yesod of Rav Shlomo Bar Yosef that you mechuyev to pay if you were a Peshaya. That's the raya from the Yerushalmi. כדמרינן בירושלמי דפילקה. כוסי דרבי יוחנן דאומר מישל יסיימן. ירושלמי brings down the machloikes that of what the Gemara says in Baba Kama by if they made an apotropos on a shoyer shall yisaymen and the shoyer was mazik, so we have a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chanina, does the shoyer have to pay? May aliyah the yisaymen, may aliyah the apotropos. So the Yerushalmi wanted to say, Kosi de Rabbi Yochanan de Omar Michel Yisaymen. Kerabona, this mustamed, it's sicher speaking about Lechoyre, it's Minu, Bezden made him an apotropos to take care of the shoyer. And Rabbi Yochanan says that if it's Mazik, so who has to pay the Yisaymen have to pay? So he holds like the Rabbona, that Minu, Bezden, if you'll put any extra chiyuvim on the apotropos, mimini, and he won't become an apotropos. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds that if Minu Bezden to become a shomer on the shoyer, so if you're saying a chuyuv to pay, so I won't be mekabled apotropos. So Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbon. But Rabbi Yosi be Rabbi Chanina, the Oma Ma'elias Apetrope, Kabishol. He holds like Kabishol, that Fakert, he won't be Mimne, Fakert, since he's getting from Bezden that Bezden was mamming him, it's a Gemalda Kirchidis. So, just like Abishol says he's willing to swear, he won't be Minei himself to swear in order to have this opportunity to get to the Chshivis, to being an apotropos, Shemismani De Bezen. So within, Rabbi Yosi Bechnina holds that the apotropos will pay Uman Me'aliya the apotropos. Frekte Yerushalmi, it's like that, I mean, it's Osi the Rabbi Yochanan and Kiran Bono. Rabbi Yochanan only holds like the Rabbonon, mit mir. Afilu yizber ka Abishol. Afilu he holds like Abishol. Boy inish mitem zuzi. A person is masking to give money. Begin the miskeri mehema. In order to be called a Nemon, he's masking to give money. He's masking to give money. That will not hinder his Kabbalah's apotropsis. Avol gabi shoyer yisaymen v'loy humet apotropos l'nemonis. But shoyer yisaymen, there's no Nemonis over there. Ela lishma shelo yigach. So there Abishol is also moide that you're not goive minichsei apotropos. So the Yerushalmi is saying that Abishol is moide that an apotropos would be masking to give money, boy inish meiten zuzi, begin the miskri mehemen. That means if for this apotropsis he's deriving an emonis, then giving money is not a problem. But apotropsis, just to be shame of the shoyer, then giving money is a problem, afilu according to Abishol. And then the Yerushalmi says further, Uda Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina k'Abishol, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina that says that you do money from the apotropsis, k'Abishol, dafka k'Abishol, afilu yizber k'Rabbono, Odom mavriach atzmoi mina shvue. Veini mavriach atzmoi mina tashlumim. Perish roitze l'shalem kshayivsha veini roitze shiyashbiyu b'china. So we see in the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi wants to say that according to Rabbi Yosi, but the Gemara wants to say that according to Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Chanina that holds, that you mon me aliyah da apotropos, And the Mephoshim Lachsim say that Yerushalmi is chaylik on Bavli. Bavli says the Philokot Rabbi Yosef ben Hanin, the Apotropos only pays till the Yisayim become Gedolim, then he's Gedolim Mayim. The Yerushalmi held according to Rabbi Yosef ben Hanin, the Apotropos pays. So, period. He pays that filu if the share was mazik. So, the Rishalmi says, Odom avriach atzmoy min hashmue. Im avriach atzmoy min hapashlume. That means, perish reitze lishalem kshayivsha. That means, he is masking to pay. If he was a peshay, if it was his fault, so Memela, then he's masking to pay. The Rishami wants to say, Afilu, if he was an apotropos, only Lishmi or Sashel. But if it was, it came about through his Pshiye, he's masking to pay. And he writes, Shiashbiyu, Bechina. The only svar is, he doesn't want, Fakert, Ashmua Bechinam, that you mistrust him, and you say, maybe he siphoned off from the Yerushas, Hayesoim, and that's what he doesn't want. So, Taisus is bringing a raya from the Yerushalmi. He says, Keneged Rabbeinu Chaim. He says, here the Yerushalmi says, Klon, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, Reutze Lishalem Sheyivsha, that he wants to pay, according to Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Yerushalmi makes a chilek what apotropsis is. If the apotropsis is letzeirach hayisaimim, or the apotropsis is letzeirach ha'ilo. So, the whole raya of the Rabbeinu Chaim from the Gemar Baba Kama was when there was an apotropsis letzeirach ha'ilo. So there, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the mimna v'loi pore, but like this, and an apotropsis, that shows that he has an amonis, the zicher, boy, inish, mate and zuzi begin the miskeri mehema. Zot the Mishnah weiter, ametame, vamedame, vamenasach, beshoigi potter, bemezit chayet. Zot Rashi, ametame taharoisov shal chaveiroi, kegoin trume. That means that trume that was nisarev bechulin is bottle bekuf aleph. Kozman, there is not 101 chalokim of chulin kineged the trume, so it doesn't become bottle. So now, if a person was ma'arev trume bechulin shel chaveiroi umafsidoi, so now it didn't become, there's less than kuf aleph. So now the Bailim can't eat it anymore because this Ataruvis of Tumah that will become bottle. Sha'israel is Zorin. And now he only a Kain can eat it. But Zorin lemoiche le kahanim bezoil. Because Bechlal, the Tumah has a cheaper price. There's not such a big demand. And the special halachas that can only be eaten, betare, and there's problems, difficulties, some emela. So the value of the chulen hamedume becomes worth less. Some emela, so he's mazikim. Ba'amenasech yein chaveiroi, bigmore meforesh lo. What exactly menasech means is b'shoigik potter, bigmore amataima. Why if he was menasech, why all these things, why b'shoigik haye potter? Potter mitashlumen. Zakta Gemara. Itma menasech. What is the taich menasech? Rav Omar menasech mamish. Ushmul Omar ma'arav. Zakta Rashi. Menasech mamish. Shichshech biyodoy lesoichoy l'shem avoydezor. It was meshachshech diyayin l'shem avoydezor. This was a one of the avoydez. Of Avoide Zore, Vekach Eis Avoidos, and that was the Avoide. So that's a way of you Menasech Yael Avoide Zore through Shikshech Biyah. So Rav says that's Pshat. Rav Omer Menasech Mamish. Shmuel Omer Ma'arav. מערב זקת רשי, יין נסך ביין כושר של חברוי, ואוסרוי בהנו. And he made it יין נסך, not he was מנסך it, he made it יין נסך. פרק זה גמורה, מערב, מן דה אומה מערב, מייטיימה לאי אומה מנסך. So the Gemara asked me, why should you be a mikra yoitz midei pshute? The Mishnah says, menasach, zuxtropsi, was ma'arev yayin nesach, amaloch. So Shmuel said, menasach, kom lebe da rab menei. It can't be menasach. Kom lebe da rab menei, leimotzi lemisni bemas nisin amazit chayim v'tashlumi. Doivet avoidis kechovim have v'niskal. So Memele, so it's come labor the Rabbinay. Agabuche, the Pistarashba is mitzadid for other reasons, but he's mitzadid that mazid means that there was ascho. It was mazid means that there was ascho when he did it. So Memele, so it's, that's where the Loshon HaGemara, come labor the Rabbinay, the Gemara doesn't say this, he's the Dashi says, Veniskal Taki, he's Taki, we're speaking about Taki that he'll get killed Taki. So Shmuel said, you can't say, you can't learn the Mishnah Kipshutai, because the Mishnah Kipshutai, so he's part of Tepei, b'meizit. He said, come live the Rabbinay. V'idoch. So what did Rab do? This is a problem, Take. So how could you be Mechayev by Menasseh? So the Gemara says, Kid Rabbi Yirmiya, it's speaking about a case similar to Rabbi Yirmiya. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, Mishas agbo de kone mischayim benafshay lehave ad shas nisa. So Rashi says, we have a different gear, the agbo almanas legois loy. Speaking of this, magbi almanas legois loy. And some emele, so he's already Chayim v'tashlumim b'shas hagbo, and some emele that there is no kimla b'rabne. So later, so gave me the shon that later b'shas is mazikid, he's chayim misa, but the chayim v'tashlumim came before. The Chassam Sofer is mavaya that it's the, he brings a Rosh in Avodah Zarah, he says there were two types of Menasech. He says, if it wasn't Bifnei Avodah Zarah, Shaloi Bifonov, so then they were Meshachshech B'yayin. That was the Avodah Zarah's Nishdot, the Mizbeach is Nishdot, that was the way. Then there was a Pesah, if they had Bifnei Avodah Zarah, and then there was a mizbeach there, then they used to be shoifech, the yayin in Safolim, there was a mizbeach there, just like an avoider, like Kodesh Boch, there's an yin of nisach hayayin that you spill it into the Safolim, and it went on the mizbeach, so the same thing over here, so, Rav is saying, our Mishnah is speaking about such a case. Our Mishnah is speaking about such a case, that it's speaking about not, I mean, the case of Shichshuch is without a kimtis. Normally, if there's no Mizbeach, no way there's only before, so the Oifan and Nisuch is the way Rashi said, Shichshuch b'yodil seich l'shem avay d'zor. That was the Poshetim. But Rav couldn't say that we're speaking about a poshet and menasech, because then we have a problem. Kim lebe da rab menei. So he says he's speaking about a menasech of lifnei avodah zarah. So then you're magbia first, and then you're shayfach l'seich asafolim. So there's a hagbo before the nisuch. So you mechuyev already b'shas hagbo out to the gzeila shaboy. Ulaman do oma menasech my time lay oma ma'aret. So the Chassam Sofer says very good. He says the Gemara is very interesting. The Gemara started off first on Shmuel. Well, it says menasech. Why are you saying ma'aret? So he says because it can't be menasech. It's kim lebe da rab menei. So you're right. It can't be menasech. It has to be ma'aret. Then the Gemara asked on Rav, how could it be Menasseh? So he said, it's speaking about such a case, that such a nisuch. So the Gemara held that's a deichik already. That means, if it's not talking about a poshe, you're making an akinta, it's speaking about his left nearby the Zohar. The Zikbiyoy on Menasseh, that's not pshat the Mishnah. I mean, the Gemara wanted to say poshe pshat Mishnah. So poshe pshat Mishnah is Menasseh Meshachshech. And now each one of the... They deviated from the Pashto Pshat and the Mishnah. That's the Gemara first asked on Shmuel, and then the Gemara said, because Shmuel says, he can't say Pashto Pshat, because Kimmel and Rav Menech. So there has to be such a Pshat. And Rav said, no, like the Gemara, why didn't you say Ma'arev? I mean, your Pshat is taken, that Machan and Akimte, the Mishnah should have been more Mefarev. Is my time or Yom Ma'arev? Or Maloch, so he says, Ma'arev, Einu Medamek. So why did the Mishnah says Hamidam is chayev because al yedei taruves hatrume. V'sei chachul netzosa b'achile. So why does he have to say Menasseh? So Menasseh is the same thing. So al kolchoch it has to be that's Menasseh mamish and tell me anude. So Rashi heine medame. Shema'arev beheter dover ha'oisroi, v'kim in the shamina. They come to a rabbonon, if the Mishnah tells us already that they cancel by medame, who are din the afinim and ele menasech, le yitzich le misnaya, abalash to the menasech mamish, but now the way I'm saying, they're speaking by menasech mamish, that he lifted it on menas, so it's telling us that we'll see there's a whole lumdus of Agbot Zerich Nisuch. I mean, so it's going to tell us Chidushim over here that there's no problem of Kimla B'Darabnei. Frag the Gemara the Yidoch. So then, Take Rav is right. So Mamela, so it can't be Ma'ariv because that's Haina Medame. So why do you have two bovers? So Shmuel said, Knosahu, umi Knosa lo yalfino. Zatrashi, Knosahu, mitame umedame de bemezit chayiv. Knosahu, that's a kshene nikke lo yishme hezik. It doesn't have a teiris hezik. Uknoso miknoso loyalfino. The olav dinohu, it's not the chiv tashlumim b'meizit, is not me'iker adin, because it's as a kshein and ikker. So me'mele, the whole thing is a knas. So me'mele by knoso is passing it to learn out one from the other. Ve'heche de konus konus, ve'heche de loy konus loy konus. Och yitzach menasach, so memeil, so Shmuel held, menasach is takim ma'arif, but al koponim, we don't need, it's necessary to speak out each knas besonders. Rekte gemore, uleman di alef, rekte gemore, uleman di alef, knosa miknosa, Rav holds that you do or not knosa miknosa. And that's why he said you can't say Menasseh is Ma'ariv, is Kol Hani Lomali. So why do you need the three cases of Hezek Shein and Nika? So the Gemara Tzrich, Ditana Metame, it would only say Metame, Itrumahava, what was he Metame over there? If he was Metame Trumahava, meaning Mishum the Kamafsid Lola Gamri. That this is al kaponim yasazit bachilas. Vi metamechulin, and if he's metamechulin, metamechulis of shalchaberoi. Mishum da'osa ligraim tume lechulin sheberetz Yisrael. So the Tanna holds as an issa. Zot Rashi. Laman di yalav knosa miknosa haino ra, da'oma menasech mamish. The ilu ma'arev lo yitzrich yalfinim imedame afogav de knosu, so Rav holds knosu miknosu yalfinim. Iskalani de mas nisim lo malilis nichode, the nail for idoch minos. So let it just say one case and we'll learn out all the others. So he says, Mishum de kamafsid lo legamri, de leichazi su lachila. So that's called, he's mafsid it. So this is called a hezek, that he took away the heter achila. And if it's speaking about chulin, so there's also ligraim tume mibnei pushim sha'oichlim chuleim betare. Umshum de ovad isure konsua. So there the knas is because of the isure. But medame, but by medame I wouldn't know. Avo medame imaloi, medame lemaise, he did not, it's not called mafsid le legamri. The hezek is, it's still mutabachila, it's, the zol can eat it, but it's still mutabachila. That's medachsam seifer, just as an akud over here, that, I mean, let us just, Chazal never went into the cheshbon of how big the hefsid is. That means, is metame truma. Let's say you have a truma that's worth, a pruta. Metame truma, she can't eat it. So what's, so the hefsid, the hezek is in a pruta. Chulin, medame, could be that, he had chulin that was worth, $1,000, and now he was ma'arif truma with it, so the price went down now to $500. So which is the bigger hefsid? So lochere, the mu is a bigger hefsid. The gemara says fakel. So the chassam says the gemara, we don't look at the monetary hefsid over here. We look the maisa, what he did. Here, the hezek was, the hezek shein enika, but the hezek was that he made it ois machel by trume. He made it before they had a heter achila. Don't look at how much it was and how much it was worth. Here, here he made a bigger hezek. He made it not edible anymore. It's also machila. So I would think that there they cancel because he did such a thing. Mashenke medame, even though. There could be he lost more, but he didn't make it. The hezek is not such a big hezek. Before it was a machel, now it's a machel. Now the owner can't eat it. He has to sell it to Kahan. That's why it has the same medame. Avo medame imaloi. V'yashmina medame mishum deshriach. Because medame is a milsa deshriach. Avo medame deloi shriach. For some reason, it's not shriach to be medame trume or chulin. Imaloi. Because b'chal b'milsad lo yishrich legazra bar rabona b'yashmina metam o medame mishum d'lekim lebed arabmane. So we'd only say these two, so there's no kim lebed arabmane, so that is why b'meizin is chay avu menasach d'kim lebed arabmane eim aloi k'mash malon k'derab yirmiye. So that's why it's coming to tell us that's the third bov in the Mishnah according to Rav. It's coming to tell us, kid the Rabbi Yemir. What does Rashi say? Kol hani de masnis no lomali. Listen, ichode venelfes idach mina. Mishum de kamav silei legamri, de leichozi su lachila. Da osa ligrim tume, mit nepushach le betar, mishum lom di soka tu. We said it's medame le mafsil legamri. Da chazi le kahanim bezovni minei bezoil. So mamela it's still nechel, and they'll buy it from him. But just he's losing the shavius is became huzal. Bishum de shchiach the ovid. This is possible a person could do. Ubemilse de shchicha of the rabbonon takante keheche de loy navet. But this is a milse de loy shchicha. So that's the tzriches of our Mishnah according to Rav. Now the Gemara says, Allaho de Toni Abue de Rab Oven, Borishoyne hoyo oimrim hametame vamenasach, Chozru loimer af hametame, Kolhani lomali. Why do there we need all three cases? He says, here it says, you can't learn out menasach from the first two. But there, because kamal b'drabne. But there I have menasach and metames. Why do you need medame?
צריך די אשמינה מטעם משם דלויקים לב את הרב מנק. So that is why he's חייב to pay by מייסד. אבו מנסך דקים לב את הרב מנק, אין מלוי. בי אשמינה מנסך משם דקומח שלה לגמרי. Because there's a hefset gomo. He makes it also bano. אבו מטעם למח שלה לגמרי, אין מלוי. So that's why it has to say these two. Metame menasa. Vi ashminen hanitalte mishum dehefsid merube. Both of them, al kaponim by metame, it's also bachila. By menasa, it's also bano, avo medame dehefsid muet aimaloim. Medame zehefsid muet aimaloim. So because there's muta bachila, it's only it's huzal the shabbos. That's why you need all these three cases. So Trashi Lomalik, even this Nan Menasech Betalti Dereshe, so feel there be a svore of Kimleb Deravne, even Rafal Piken Yochayev Koshke Medamed Lekomem to Kimleb Deravne. So the Gemara said, no, there Menasech Mavsil Legamri, Shoisroi Bano. אבו מטעמי אף אגב דמאפסילי לגמרי לעניין שהוא עצמי איני יוכל לאכל אבו חוזי הוא עדיין לעסוקה ביתרומה צטיל רוי לעסוקה אלא מאכל בהימה אפילו מטעמי תרומה חוזי לעסוקה לבהימה סקוי that means it's all the שימושים צטיל מותר בהנות And it's tomuta ba'ano shel kilui for the coin, even though it's tome. Metame ike hefsid merube, lechazi su lachila, but kaponim the shimush of achila was taken away. So he wants to tell us that even though medame, which the shimush of achila is still existent, it's muta still lachila's kahanim, but that alone is also a, they consent for that minor hefsid. Now, says the Gemara weiter. Omar Cheskiye, Dvar Teure Echad Shoigik VeEchad Meizid Chayiv. Meikar Adin, Shoigik would also be Chayiv. Now what the Mishnah says, Shoigik is Potter, that's a Chiddush. My time, why should Shoigik be Chayiv? Hezik Sheine Niker, Shmei Hezik. Even though the Hezek is in Nikah, Shmei Hezek. We're going to have a machlokes all here of Hezek, Shein in Nikah, Shmei Hezek, Aloy Shmei Hezek. I once asked them a saw and tells the Shiurim, they bring down there's Hefsid in Hezek. That means Hefsid is lost. That's no Shaila if a person was Menasech and it's also Bano, or he was Metame and it goes also Bachila. This Nikah was a Hefsid. There's no Shaila about it. But the parsha of Tashlumei Nezokin was said, Make Behema Yishalmeno. That means, Make Behema Yishalmeno means that there was a nikel in the parsha of Nezokin is when Teire gave a marshal of Make Behema Yishalmeno that we can see, that's called a mazik. As Tashlumei Nezokin, it sees a mazik. If the bones are broken, you see a hezek. That's called the hezek. Hezek she'enai nikel. That's not called, that was mazik. It didn't change. There's no physical change. So even though halachically it's also, but I'm not called a mazik and I'm not called a mazik, so there's no din tashlumi nezokim. So here we have a machlekes, Cheski and Rabbi Yoich. So Cheski holds, ודבר תאיר איך את שגיב איך המייזד חי מייתה מסק שנניקה שמייס ומה אתם אומרו בשגיק פוטר כדי שיידיע so בעיקר הדין איפה ממזיק so המזיק is חי בין בשגיק בין במייזד there's no חילק so why is a שגיק פוטר כדי שיידיע that he should tell him that means if a person בשגיק unintentionally it was מטעמה his תרומה So Memele, so now he's going to go and tell Yenis Matamel Tumah. Fine, thank you, and then he'll send him a bill, so pay for it. So Memele, so he'll say ignorance is bliss. What's that for the Zungan Yenah? Yena won't know about it, and I won't have to pay. That's no good. So you'll come out that Yena will be nishul, bachilus trumet meya, etc. So therefore, in order to make sure that that mishul won't come out, they told him he's potter to pay. He's potter to pay, so be my dear. So if we have to give him an incentive to tell him, or else he won't tell him, so bemezid nami. So the Gemara says, Hashti lezuki kamachavun idea loy moidele. He says, why is he mazik it? He wants to be mazik it because he wants to do, he wants to do law to him. He'll be the first one to call him up and tell him what he did. That's why he's doing it. He wants to be mazik Yenna. Vienna won't know about it, so what did he accomplish by being mazik? So in the middle there, I don't have to be worried about that he'll tell him. So therefore, me'ikar adin, b'meizid is chayiv to pay. Ash lo zutki machad, adu le meidu le. Rabbi Yochanan omar, dvar toire echad shoigig vechad meizid potter. Rabbi Yochanan says, echad shoigig vechad meizid potter. My time hezik sheinu nika loish me hezik. It's not a hezik. So me'mele me'ikar adin, echad meizid is also potter. Ma tam omru b'meizid chayiv, shoigig lechad vechad, so it can become a magaif over here that he'll be going and being mazik yenim's taris and will be potter to pay. So therefore, they said a knas that he's mechuyif to pay. Zot Rashi. Shmei hezik, behezik lechilke teirik, shubo bidei odom atzmoy ben shegik lemezik. There's another mamazik, there's no chilek, if he was a shaykh, mazik in the marine and bachayvel, petsa tachas potsa, bachayvel a shaykh, mazik. Hezek shayne nika, ken hani de masnisen, shloy nishtano mikamish shahoyu. There was no physical change. Kedei shaydiyanu, shetima oidima, dima di imachayvis leila yosim, maida leila bailam, bachli yisura. The Tzurika Machaban amazed the Ilav Laknite Bo Ulaidioi Lomalai Dovet. What if he didn't want to be Mitzayer him and wanted to tell him about what he did, so why did he do it? So here there's no chash that he won't be Medea.